You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the Newsmaker line this morning, she is the board chair for the Toowoomba County Supervisors, Sherry Brennan. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, the reason we have you on the telephone this morning is because I know you would like to deliver a very important message to residents outside of Tuolumne County. What is the message to out-of-county visitors?
Yeah, and so to set the stage on this, I want to thank everyone that is doing the right thing. The right thing is sheltering in place, social distancing, and following the guidelines that are put out by the Tuolumne County Health Officer. I want to thank all of the partners that have been so proactive in helping us because it's bought us very valuable time here in Tuolumne County. And I would also extend that thank you, Mark, to Clark Broadcasting for all of the work that you guys have done in being proactive in delivering the message. And the reason I start with that thank you is because it's so important. But the piece that is critical for us right now is recognizing that recreation is not essential. And as non-essential, we love our tourism industry. Right now is not the time to visit Tuolumne County. We have to understand the risk that is associated with traveling out of the area. And I would say that my friends down in the valley don't want us traveling that direction either. The guidelines are to shelter in place and to stay, as the health officer has said, to stay within your own bubble. And he defines that as the family that you are living with.
Sherry, have you heard that this, have you been made aware that this is a problem that people are coming up to Tuolumne County from out of county?
Yes. 2 weeks ago, we saw a real surge with people coming up here to recreate. And again, understanding that deep desire to get out of your space and go somewhere else where you can find some relief. Unfortunately, there was a tremendous amount of congregation that was going on a lot of our public land sites, at our lakes, at even at trailheads, and it was very problematic. We saw numbers that were several hundred folks were congregating in the Pinecrest Basin and other places. And so, again, with our partners that are in charge of different land jurisdictions, we had to come up with some important closures because we had to find a way to stop that influx of people visiting Tuolumne County.
There was a Board of Supervisor meeting on Tuesday. Sherry, specifically, what is going to be done now in order to have a coordinated effort to keep visitors out of Tuolumne County?
Currently, all of the different jurisdictions are working with us. Stanislaus National Forest has a forest closure in place, and that includes Highway 108, 120, and 140. Yosemite National Park has a closure in place. All of the lakes, and that is lake use areas and boat ramps, that would be Tulloch, New Maloney's, and Lake Don Pedro, all have closures in place. I believe at this point in time, all of our golf courses are closed. And so, again, with the closure of those sites and getting the message out there that folks need to stay at home, if they need to exercise or get out, they need to do it within their own communities. And now is not the time to travel.
Would there be any signs set up along Highway 108, for example?
Yes, we are working on signage with Caltrans, and a few signs have already gone up. Some of those are county, the digital signs. And then additionally, we have started a very aggressive campaign to inform other media markets that are in the Valley and in the Bay Area about this message, and that now is not the time to visit Tuolumne County. We have to remember what our senior population is here, and we have a very high senior population, and those are the individuals that appear to be most at risk. And so, again, I, you know, have shared with people that if it was your parents, your grandparents, you would want the local government doing absolutely everything that they could to help mitigate their exposure and to minimize their risk.
Once the executive order is lifted, what is the plan to get the word out and welcome visitors back into Tuolumne County?
We have a plan in place, and I know the Visitors Bureau is going to be heavily invested in that, and we will, as soon as we have a go-ahead or direction on that go-ahead, we will be implementing that plan, but there will be a massive campaign to bring visitors back when the time is appropriate.
She is the board chair for the Tuolumne County Supervisor, Sherry Brennan. Before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
Just, again, I want our folks to stay safe, stay healthy, and be part of the solution for Tuolumne County.
Sherry Brennan, thank you.
Thank you.